Chess, this is good. Well, today is the 12th day, if I'm not mistaken, am I?
Jesse, can you turn on the brights too?
I think we can get a lot from this one proverb right here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Whosoever loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. That's a very powerful word right there. And Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3. A man shall not be established by wickedness. So I say, praise the Lord. Now, in our studies that we've had in this last season, what do we perceive wickedness to be? Anybody else? Wickedness. When you think of wickedness, what do you think that's going to say? It says, a man shall not be established by wickedness.
Not doing the will of God.
No. Yes, not doing the will of God. Y'all are right on. What else?
Anything that exalts itself above another.
Y'all got it. Okay. So, if a man is not established, somebody say, well, what brings about first? Establishment. Patience. Everybody write this down. Patience, love, and faith. All of those things through the process of time brings about fruit. So we all want to be established, but it says the root of the righteous shall, and it says, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Well, how many believe in God?
Amen.
How many believe in God? And what are God's promises to every believer? What did He promise us if we would trust in Him and if we'd wait on Him? What are the things that God promises the believer if they would do those things?
He'll plant us by a river.
He'll do those things, and He'll bring, and we will bring forth fruit in our what? In our due season. And the fruit of the Lord, He adds absolutely no sorrow with it. So we're looking for sorrowless fruit or sorrowless blessing that only God can bring about. So it says, a man shall not be established by wickedness. That means that, how many of you want to be stable? Everybody say stability. You've got to learn to keep the faith of God and stick to the plan of God no matter what. And you can only do that if you believe in God. You can only do that if you believe in God. You know that if you stay in the plan of God, that in due season you're going to reap exactly what God wants you to reap. And it's the plan of the devil to shake you, to shift you, and to move you, and to cause you to be unstable. Now, we were talking also of the wise man. The wise man built his house. How did he build his house? He built his house on the sand, right? And when you build your house on the sand, what is that going to accomplish? Nothing. Things grow real fast in sand, by the way. But if a strong wind comes along, a wave comes along, you know, that thing that is planted, it's not going to be able to be sound, and it's not going to stand. But it says the wise man. Some say wisdom. Say wisdom. What did he build his house on? He built it on the rock. How many know it'd be easier to build on sand than it would be a rock? Easier to work with sand, isn't it? You can manipulate it. Amen. You can do whatever you can do. It's a lot, works a lot faster. It would be a whole lot easier. You could even build yourself a sand castle if you had to. But that thing's not going to last. But when you're working with rock, you're talking about a lot of labor, aren't you? To get it there. So, some say wisdom works on hard situations. It says, a man shall not be established by wickedness. Well, wickedness would be, hey, I'm going to find something easy. You know, working on this rock, working on this building is very difficult. There's got to be a faster way. There's got to be an easier way. How can I do it? You know, what can I do? I got to provide for myself. I'm going to do all of these things. Amen. So say wickedness. But you got to have deep within your heart the Word of God, the will of God. And there has to be nothing more important in the believer's life than accomplishing God's plan for his life. Because, you know, seasons come and go. And times change. But you know what? If you stick in Jesus, you'll remain stable and you won't be affected by the seasons. Amen? But you'll be effective in the seasons. So we're not going to be tempted to go off into error or to get crooked or perverse. Amen? We're going to stick to the Word of God no matter what. When challenged, hold on. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to, faith allows the vision of God and the plan of God in your life to be stronger, amen, than everything else. Somebody say unshakable. How many got situations in your life that are unshakable? And you don't know why you still go through. You don't know why you still hold on. You don't know why you still believe. You don't know why you still continue. It's because the Word of God is planted on the inside of your heart. And you're stable. Somebody say stable. It says, a virtuous woman is a crown of life to her husband. But she that maketh ashamed is rottenness to his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right. But the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now, we heard a word of prophecy this week. You know, Glory got prayed for, and she shouted out. How many of you heard her shout out? Stick to the right. Stick to the right. Stick to the right. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Well, somebody say, thoughts. Well, how many of you are on the right plan with God? How can you tell if you're righteous or unrighteous, or if you're walking in the righteousness of God? Where's your thought life? When challenged, where does your mind go? Somebody say hallelujah. You know, when adversity comes, you know, when situations comes, do you think about running? Do you think about giving up? Do you think about quitting? Or does that never cross your mind? How many never allow those things to cross your mind? Well, you know why? If you are righteous, somebody say righteous. That means you believe in God. Amen. Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him as what? Righteousness. And why did they say he believed God? Because he believed what God said. Therefore, he did something about it. He got up and left Ur of the Chaldeans. Amen. And went to a place. He didn't know where he was going. All he knew is that God said he was going to do something and he believed God. Somebody say amen. And the very act of him walking past the scene and walking into the unseen, amen, or walking on the plan of God, God called that, somebody say, faith or righteousness. So the Bible says the thoughts of the righteousness, of the righteous, will always do what? Somebody say hallelujah. The thoughts of the righteous are right. Somebody say right. That means you're not going to be moved. Amen. You're planted. You're planted in God. You know, certain thoughts aren't just going to pop up in your head. Somebody say, when you're weak in your faith and you're weak in certain things and you're weak in the plan of God, things come and then you can allow yourself to be tempted. But when you've allowed the Word of God to grow in your heart, amen, the plan of God, when you actually, you can't even believe a Word of God until you believe God. When you believe in God, amen, then you're able to believe in the Word of God and you're able to trust God. Somebody say, hallelujah. So that your thoughts, somebody say thoughts, are always right. Now I can realize, I can remember some times, even recently, amen, a couple years ago. This year's been rough, but you know what I've learned, amen. Somebody say the thoughts of the righteous are right. I like the way I think now, amen. Certain thoughts don't even pop in my head, amen. You just know. Somebody say, you know which way you're going to bend. You're going to bend toward the what? Toward the right. When situations come and different things happen, you know, and options are out there and doors are opening, which way are you going to lean? Amen. You're going to lean toward the what? Toward the right. So say, no question about it. Because you know that in time, God's going to work it out. All you got to do is get in agreement with what God wants to do. Amen. And stick to it. Somebody say hallelujah. Say stick to the right. You know what? Because wickedness, wicked people, amen, and people that get off into wickedness, amen, they get confused. You know, you get confused. You don't know what God wants to do. You don't understand His plan, amen. You're going to second guess Him and take some side trips there and some side trips there. I've had enough side trips that I've realized that they don't lead anywhere, amen. You don't get anywhere doing it. It might look good for a week or two or for a month or even for a year, sometimes for a couple years, amen. But in the long run, you didn't go anywhere. You didn't accomplish anything, and you weren't able to do anything, amen, because it wasn't what God wanted. Wicked people, I don't care who they are, amen, and people that are off on the wrong tangent or the wrong track, they will never, God promises in His Word, they will never be established. You ever seen people just go from place to place to place? Why? Wicked people don't have the ability to be established. Some say peace of mind. See, there are a lot of people that are trying to come together. See, you should be together, and then your world will come together around you instead of trying a world that's already together, amen, and thinking that the things around you are going to put you together. See, there are a lot of people that are looking for circumstances and situations to give them stability, amen. But no, you have to have stability on the inside of you, and if you just plant yourself, then everything else will stabilize around you. Somebody say hallelujah. Someone said, I'm trying to find peace of mind. I found peace of mind. It's Jesus. I'm waiting for it to develop in my life. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. So I want us to get that deep down on the inside of us. First of all, that the wicked, those that work wickedness, and a man shall not be established by wickedness. So that's why you don't have to get worried about people or get upset with people when people get on tangents. Some say it will not come to end. It will not prevail. It will not stand. Somebody say amen. Amen. Bible also says no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Don't worry. I've never seen it come to pass. Whenever someone gets off on the wrong path or the wrong tangent, don't you worry about it. The bottom's going to fall out of the thing. You know why? Because wickedness will always what? It will never be established. It will always fall through. Some say, but the righteous. Amen. It says they will always. Somebody say, glory to God. Be right. Situations might get crazy. Different things will go on. Amen. But the individual, amen. Some say, they're going to be what? Right. Somebody say, hallelujah. Turn that air on again. I just got hot, Brother Jesse. Thank God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many got faith tonight? But the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Somebody say deceit. Well, what does it mean that counsels of the wicked are deceit? Basically, you know, how many ever seen people get off on the wrong tangent? It seems like when they get off on the wrong tangent, all you do is hear the verbalization. You know? Miriam got off into deceit one time. She and Aaron got off in deceit. Amen? They got off in the wickedness. They got off, amen, and they vocalized, amen, because they wrote what they said and they wrote what they thought, amen. The counsels, somebody say hallelujah. The counsels of the wicked are deceitful. When people are off track, you better know who to run to. They're not going to be counseling you because you know what? The counsel that they give you, amen, it's a lie. They don't even perceive it. They're missing it. So the counsel of the wickedness is deceit. Of the wicked is deceit. Hallelujah. But the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. But the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Check out this. The wicked are overthrown and are not. But the house of the righteous. Somebody say glory to God. It didn't even say the wicked man's going to have a house, did it? He doesn't hang around long enough to build anything. It says, but the house of the righteous shall do what? Stand. Say stand. Say it one more time. Stand. How many of you tired of seeing things up and down, in and out, and all this other stuff? How many of you want to see something just hold on a little bit longer? Amen. The house of the righteous, it'll stand. Say, my house will stand as long as you stand. If you stand, the house that you decided to build, amen, that thing will stand. How many are standing in righteousness tonight? Y'all are kind of quiet. Now check out this. A man shall be commended. So how many want some accommodation? But it says a man shall be commended according to his what? Somebody say praise the Lord. But he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. How many want to show up righteous on the last day and have God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, and want to be commended, amen, for what you did? Well, you know what? You'll only be commended by your wisdom. See, because wisdom's able to look beyond things, and wisdom's able to make a quality decision when others don't understand it. Somebody say hallelujah. These are the last days, amen. And it's time, you know, one thing I like about wise people, they foresee. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm trying to kill this thing as we're talking. Why don't y'all stand up and bless God for a second? Just stand up and shout so Tiza will wake up for a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. We got up early too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just give him praise. This might help you. Okay, you can sit back down. Now it says, a man shall be commended, a man shall be commended according to, so say according, to wisdom. Now we talk today in Bible study, in the prayer meeting, about the wisdom of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Well listen, when you stand before Jesus, the measure of the wisdom of God that you've allowed to roll through your life is what you're going to be commended on. Because it's only wisdom that builds the house. Somebody say hallelujah. Now it might look like you get ahead in the beginning part. You know, you see people get up there. That's why the Bible says don't be envious when you see evil people and the wicked prosper. Because it's only for a season. It's not going to last. Anybody ever saw the story of the tortoise and the hare? Heard the story of the tortoise and the hare? Well, that's what it's like a lot of times with foolishness and wisdom. Amen. That hare is just somewhat represents foolishness. It get it done real, real fast. Amen. But the tortoise, through perseverance, amen, tenacity, faith, stability, and direction, in the long haul, he even lives longer. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They say that tortoises live a long time. Amen. Rabbits have a short lifespan. Their heart's always pounding. Amen. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. But he that is of a perverse, somebody say perverse heart. You have to work with your heart. Do you have wisdom in your heart, or is your heart crooked? Amen. Shall be despised. He that is despised and have a servant is better than he that is that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. It says, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Now I like this right here in chapter 12, verse 11. This is a very powerful thing. And a lot of people can't handle this, and a lot of people don't know how millionaires are made. They don't understand how people come into success. You know, they think that stuff happens overnight. We see success on the television. And you know, we see the latter end. We see after they get it. Amen. We don't see the days of the beginning, of the small Bible studies. Amen. Of the little church. Glory to God. We don't see the suffering bald tires that Brother Hagin talks about. Amen. He's been in ministry for 50 years. We don't ever see those things. We see the latter end. Amen. But we never saw the things that only he and God saw. Amen. One characteristic you can find of people that made it, longevity people, amen, that are there to stand and to last, amen. They are people that made up in their mind they're going to work their own land. I was telling Brother Jesse today, look, I know what I'm supposed to do, amen. As soon as they praise the Lord, I'm here to accomplish the plan of God with my life, amen. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. How many of you want bread? God wants you to till your own land. A lot of people aren't going to till their land because they don't even know where it is. A lot of people are wondering. You don't have to wander all around the place. Find out where God's got you and work the land where you are. I've never heard of traveling farmers. Road crew farm hands. Have you? You're not going to grow anything that way, you know. Farmers that got, you know, travel expenses, amen, I got to get over here to the, you know, that's not how that, farmers don't do that. What do farmers do? They stay right there, amen. Good weather, bad weather, amen. And they're going to stick to the land that God gave them, amen. Because that land is what's going to bring their harvest for them. You know, they don't wait till things get real rough and then they start looking over at the field beside them. That's not going to do anything. That's stupid. I think I'm going to sell this farm and go over there to the farm 4 miles down the road. That's dumb. They'll increase their land, amen, but they'll never give up the land that they got. It says that he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. Look at somebody and say, do you know where your land is? Do you believe in your land? What are you doing with your land? You're not going to prosper, amen, if blessings are going to come and if increase is going to come, it's going to come out of the ground that God puts you in. And I've gotten to the point, not only do I know I'm going to be blessed, not only do I know I'm going to prosper, not only do I know I'm going to reign, amen, but I've upped the standard, amen, and I've upped the state. I'm going to prosper in the land that the Lord has given me. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's gotten a little bit better. I'm not even questioning. See, some people don't believe they're ever going to prosper, amen, so they're looking for any way they can and think, if I can just squeeze it in some way, it'll work. I don't have to work it that way, amen. I can stick to the plan of God, and I demand that the plan, amen, will bring me increase, amen. That's life without sorrow. Somebody say hallelujah. Are you catching me tonight? Somebody say my land will bring forth abundantly. You're not going to get any more land if you can't be faithful with the land God gave you. You better work it. How could you ever fail with God on your side? You better till it, amen. You better water it, and you better wait, amen. How many of you know you got some land?
See, you got to believe in it. Amen. You got to believe in the place where God has planted you. Amen.
Somebody say glory to Jesus.
He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. But he that followeth vain persons.
Some say vain.
Is void of understanding. How many want the wisdom of God? Stop following vain, dumb people. Amen. Huffing and a puffing. Amen. They're not your source. Don't let people waste your time. Stick with Jesus. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Some say your hands. Put your hands to your land. Now check out this. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is he that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart. Somebody say deceit. Say it one more time, deceit. Say it one more time, deceit. See, you got to believe the word of God. Don't let the devil fool you. Now, what's deceit? Is deceit just people that are mean? No, deceit's just not people that are mean. Or it doesn't say that those that get into this stuff are deliberately out there to do wrong. You know, when we were kids, we used to call, oh, that's just a deceitful person. That means two-faced or something like that. But some say deceit. Deceit is they believe a lie. They could be off in the spirit of error. Somebody lied to them. Somebody lied to them. Even the natural circumstances at times could be a lie. So deep within the heart of the wicked, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Some say imagine. Say imagine. If you have not renewed your mind with the word of God, and I'm not just talking about written scripture, amen. I'm talking about the word of God, the prophetic word of God, amen. Somebody said, put it before your mind, amen, by meditating on it. See, people that have a vain imagination, we're supposed to cast down all these vain imaginations and everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. Amen. Now there are certain people, there is a case to where on the inside of people's heart, they'll have a heart that lies to them. That's how they get off and say stuff like, God told me this and God told me that and God didn't say a thing. Why? Because in their head, amen, they've been imagining evil. So deep within their heart, that thing that they're thinking is the Lord, amen, it's a lie. It's deceitful. It will deceive you. It just feels right on the inside of me, amen. It just checks out with me. No, what you've done, you've crossed your own heart. You've crossed your own heart. There are so many people, they're hardened something, amen. But if they have not meditated on the word of God, and they've gotten off. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. But to the counselors of peace is joy. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. Praise the Lord.
This is good tonight.
Now, it gets a little bit deeper. We're talking about two different kind of people here tonight, and if you pick it up, I didn't even know I was going to go out of this book tonight. I didn't know I was going to hit this, but I knew where I was feeling.
Thank you, Jesus.
I knew what I wanted to do. I sat around here tonight, made decisions on what I need to do. Amen. Didn't take me long. I didn't see a lot of people here. And I said, well, gosh, what am I going to do about this? It's getting kind of crazy. Amen. But some say righteousness. Righteousness within me. Say, go on, put the carpet down. Don't worry about a thing. Somebody say hallelujah. Go on and get your doors up. Don't you worry about a thing. Some say stick to the right. That's all I know. Somebody say glory to God. Didn't you know? just stick to the right. Amen. There are certain things I'm not even going to think about. I'm not even going to worry about it. Amen. I'm just going to stick to the right and do what I got to do. And let God worry about the rest. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You thought the same thing probably. Glory to God. You know, sit up there and say, well, yeah. I'm going to go on and put it down. I'm going to go and put it down. See, the devil likes to shake you, get you sick in the booth. Well, ain't that many people here? You better, well, I wouldn't put much more in it. No, I'm sticking to the right. Amen. I'm sticking to the right. I'm sticking to the right. I'm doing it because God said it. I'm doing it with my eyes closed. Glory to God. Mess with me, I'll lay it out. Amen. Somebody say, stick to the right. The Bible says that the thoughts of the righteous are right. Someone say hallelujah. See, there's a way that seemeth right to the men. Amen. But in the end, it only leads to death. Glory to God. But you stick to God. Someone say pre-planning. See, God, wisdom is foresight. Wisdom is foresight. That's why they call it the wisdom of God. Amen. See, people that are foolish, they can't perceive. They look at stuff and they see it in one way, but a wise person say, hey, I see something you don't see. The wisdom of God says, don't you look at this mess. You better stick with God, stick with the word. That's what wisdom says, amen. Wisdom says, don't be thrown off to the left or to the right, amen. Don't you start to walk by sight. You better stick with faith. God will come through. Don't you be deceived by this over here. Don't you be deceived by that over there. Don't be deceived by money, glory to God. Don't be deceived by money and all those other things. You better stick to the word of God. Let me tell you what, that's a quality. And if I didn't have God on the inside of my heart, amen, I would say you must be out of your mind, amen. But I've renewed myself in the word of God and learned to trust him. Amen. His plan in my life is of more of value. Somebody say glory to God. Wisdom is more precious than gold and silver. Glory to God. See, there are a lot of people that don't understand that, amen. But when you've been in this thing for a while and you've heard the word of God, amen. Somebody say, I don't care how much it costs. I don't care what it does to my life. I don't care. I'm going to stick to what God says, amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. God can do anything and will. As long as he does it in me, I'm just happy. Amen. See, that's development. That's something we don't see today. Amen. That's something we don't see today. See, we see a lot of people that claim they're walking by faith. No, they're not. You let their situation change. You let their circumstance change. Amen. You let them walk through some of the fires that you walk through or that I walk through. Amen. That word will change up so quick. I think the Lord done changed his mind. Hallelujah. So we say hallelujah. I think God wants to do something else. Oh, higher places. Amen. Oh, glory to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we say deceit is in the heart of those that imagine things. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stick to the word of God. That's the only thing I imagine. I wonder what I'm going to do. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Wonder what's going to happen next. Amen. What are you wondering for when God said? When you wonder, that's where you go. Somebody say, wondering people wander into the wilderness. Glory to God. Been in the wilderness. Don't want to be in there anymore. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, this goes right on. But to the counselors of peace is joy. Some say joy. Some say joy.
See, there are a lot of people that in difficult circumstances, amen, they can't hang.
Some say joy or deceit.
See, there are a lot of people they can't hang. When you walk through something you don't understand, amen, you have to put joy on the inside of your heart. So to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you have joy or deceit on the inside of you? Do you understand what I'm going?
Yes, Lord.
Do you got see, I'm not going to turn to the left or to the right, so I'm going to cover my heart in the joy. Amen. So that I don't get deceitful, amen, or I don't get fooled by stuff going on. See, if I get depressed, I might get deceived, amen. If I get downcast, I might get deceived. If I let my mind wander, I might get deceived, amen. But if I put myself in the joy of God, amen, that sustaining power of God, amen, enjoy yourself, amen, you'll be all right. I like this. There shall no evil happen to the just. So say no evil. Say no evil. Say no evil. Evil happens to evil people. No evil shall happen to the just. So say the just shall live by faith. What happens when your faith is challenged? See, there are a lot of things that you have to do by faith and you don't understand it's faith. See, we're just so used to the bad side. See, there are several levels of faith you have to walk in. Faith is when things are bad and there are no other options, amen, so you just believe in things to get better, amen. But what about when faith causes you to make some decisions? Somebody say glory to God. See, Abraham had some stuff going on already, amen. He wasn't completely wiped out. He had a home. He had a place, a dwelling place. Amen. He had some stuff. So faith was just not trying to get him out of a mess, glory to God. Faith was causing him to leave something. Amen. And to make a decision. Somebody say hallelujah. Faith was causing him to make some consequential decisions. Amen. Not knowing. Well, I know I can see this and I can understand this and I know what this can do. I can see the beginning and the end of this. Somebody say hallelujah. But faith says, amen. Faith. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Anybody ever walked by faith before? Anybody ever stepped out in faith before? Glory to God. I'm talking about stepped out. See, a lot of people say, they just ran away from faith. Glory to God. But have you ever made a step of faith? Oh, y'all are quiet in here tonight, amen. See, we're used to those other kind of people that hear the message of faith. Well, yeah, I'm going to have faith. I don't got a job. I'm going to believe God for a job. Well, that ain't hard. Amen. What if you got one? Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. What if you already got it? Amen. What if you already got it made? What if the decision that God calling you to make causes you to lose something? Amen. Or to give something up. Somebody say hallelujah. Faith. Somebody say, I'm going to live by faith. See, faith is meant to do. Faith is nothing more than the power that keeps you in the will of God. That's real faith. There are a lot of people they just wishing stuff. Thank God for that. Amen. That little bit of stuff will work. But real faith will cause you to perform the will of God, to bring about God's purposes, to bring about God's plan. Amen. When you get to that level, you can't stop good stuff from coming to you. You can't stop money from coming to you. You can't stop riches and blessings from coming to you. Amen. Because you're seeking the will of God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all that other stuff. Amen. Will be added to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, I live to perform the will of God. I don't care if it kills me. I'm going to hold on to what I believe. Somebody say hallelujah for faith. Hallelujah for faith. Praise the Lord. faith. It's not faith until you walked up into impossibilities. See, that's stuff that we're walking after. I mean, boy, they had to walk through some stuff that was difficult for us. A 90-some-year-old woman. 90-year-old, some woman been barren when she was young, barren. And here she's all old and shriveled up and rotten almost, glory to God, ready to kick off herself. And then God promised to give him a child through her. That's just not a story. That's a reality. If she could spit out a baby, glory to God, you can hold on and see what God can do. If he can change her barren wound, amen, he can change your circumstances and your situation. It ain't nothing to God. Somebody say hallelujah. What kind of God do you serve? Amen. Look at somebody and say, I don't care. If it seems impossible, God can make it happen. And who are you to say he can't? Who are you to put him on a time clock? This ain't Bennigan's, where you little put the little stop clock up there, and if it don't happen in your time frame, glory to God, you get all upset. So say hallelujah. He can take as long as he wants to. It ain't none of your business anyhow. Amen. As long as he provides for you day to day, gives you joy. Amen. You ought to be happy and rejoice right where you are. Because if you can't learn to live by faith where you are, you won't enjoy tomorrow. I don't care if it happens when I'm 99 years old. I'm not talking unbelief. Glory to God. As long as I stick to the plan of God, that's between me and him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Faith. You call yourself faith. People, you can't hang. That thing didn't happen overnight. God promised stuff and said stuff. Glory to God. He promised the coming of his son. It didn't happen. Oh, Isaiah said it. And you can read through it in about a month. But it didn't happen right away. Remember that 400 silent years? He didn't come into 400 silent years. And he said it before then. Didn't happen overnight. 440 times 10. Amen. 40 times 10. My Lord, tribulation, trial, 10 they had to go through. Amen. And imagine what those that waited for that had to wait for. They died. A lot of them died waiting for it. Amen. But he did it. Somebody say hallelujah. And see, he had to put them through something. At least he keeps talking to you and keeps encouraging you and telling you to hold on. He said it and shut up. So say praise the Lord. He said it and shut up for 400 years. Amen. And I'm sure people say, oh, it'll never happen. It'll never come. He didn't even acknowledge it. Amen. He just shut up. Amen. And when the time was right, amen, at the right time, at the appointed time, amen, he did exactly what he said he would do. And there are a lot of people that don't believe that he's coming for that very reason. Oh, it took too long, amen. It took too long. He won't show up. Yes, he will. He's coming. He is coming. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you learning about faith tonight? How many learning faith? Praise the Lord. Faith. Faith. We're talking about we want faith to move mountains. Glory to God. We want faith to move mountains. We can't move our butt. Amen. So say hallelujah. We want faith to move mountains. We can't even move our butt up out of the bed. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Faith to move mountains and change things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith to cause it to rain. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. God is going to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, this one might not believe it. Find their name in the Bible. So we say hallelujah. Brother so-and-so said, where's his name in the Bible? Amen. I say, well, that don't move me. He didn't tell me it. Amen. He wasn't the one that promised it. Amen. Well, that don't mean nothing. So we say hallelujah. Didn't say I would cause this one to do this. Amen. That don't mean nothing. So I heard it before I knew you. Glory to God. So say, holding on before I knew you. Amen. Amen. Be holding on after you're dead and gone, probably. Glory to God. You better not be moved by silly stuff like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wickedness comes and goes. Never be established, glory to God, but you still be there. Amen. How many people come through here? How many people I didn't see? Build it up, and boy, after I pull this, it's all over. Yeah, right. Somebody say hallelujah. Not saying anybody's trying to do that or say that. I'm not going there. Say, but my faith. Somebody say glory to God. Thank God we got a team that's willing to do what God wants them to do. But I tell you what, my faith's not in the team. Glory to God. It's in Jesus. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Some say filled with mischief. Now, y'all know what I used to call mischief, right? You ever seen the word mischief? Some say chief of missing it. So say a mischief. Amen. So say glory to God. I mean, they're the chief. Amen. They're going to lead everybody down the wrong path and they're all going to miss it. Some say mischief. Amen. Glory to God. Filled with it. So let's say hallelujah. Royal assignment that calls everybody that gets in with them. Amen. To miss God's best. Some filled with it. Some say hallelujah. Some say full of it. I'm just full of the Lord. You full of mischief. Glory to God. Lying lips. Somebody say lying lips. Say it one more time. Lying lips are an abomination. See, people don't really understand. You better be careful saying something contrary to what God said. Now, we've learned certain things, and amen, and y'all have been studying, amen, things that gross God out. Somebody say lying lips. See, you better be careful when you're out of sync with the word, running your mouth out of sync with the word, amen, and you speak in a deceit, amen. Deceitfulness lies. Deceitfulness lies. Deceitfulness lies. If you go start speaking all that deceit, somebody say, glory to God, it's an abomination unto the Lord. But they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but fools proclaimeth foolishness. Some say the hands of the diligent. Some say diligent. Say diligent hands. Say diligent hands. Say diligent hands. Say it one more time. Diligent. Say it one more time. Diligent. One more time. Diligent. So you got to be diligent on your field. You got to be diligent on your field. I got to be diligent in my field. We were talking about it today. I got to get busy about my field. Glory to God. In season and out of season, you got to be diligent. Hey, bro, they find a place for you. Amen. You must be diligent about your field. How many of you know you got a field? How many of you know you got a field? I'm going to tell you what my field is right here. You see this place? Some say this is my field. And I'm going to be diligent about my field. There is nothing more important in my life, amen, than me fulfilling the will of God. And you know where you fulfill the will of God? In your field. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stick right here and grow in my field that God gave me. Amen. I don't care. I ain't going to go nowhere. I'm going to stick right. Somebody say, this is my field. Six people, my field, glory to God. I'm going to be diligent with it. Amen. By myself, I'm going to be diligent with it. Glory to God. 500 people, I'm going to be diligent with it. 1,000 people, I'll be diligent with it. Amen. See, if you haven't learned faithfulness, amen, and diligence in what you got when it's small, glory to God, you won't be faithful later on. So say hallelujah. When you see when things go great and you see and things get big and everybody all pop up and get all energetic, I want to do this, I want to do that. They ain't people of faith. Those aren't the faith people. Some say amen. The faithful ones were there when there was no reason to do it. Amen. Did you make coffee when there was nobody to give it to? Glory to God. Amen. Did you sing real good when there was nobody there to listen? Amen. Did you preach? Glory to God. When it seemed like there was nobody there to preach to? Glory to God. Some say faith. See, I want to be. See, there are a lot of people that end up, they get big stuff, but they have the big stuff, but they're not faithful with the big stuff. And they're going to see Jesus one day because they got this big thing all around about them, but they never do what God tells them to do in that thing. Amen. Because they haven't learned faithfulness to stick to what God said. But I want to be faithful all the days of my life. Somebody say hallelujah. If you're going to be faithful all the days of your life, you're going to have to learn to be faithful with small stuff, with everything that God gives you. Work with what you got, glory to God. Be faithful with the depressed days, glory to God. Be faithful with the joyful days, amen. Be faithful with a little bit of food, glory to God. Somebody say faithful. Everybody say faithfulness. Say hold on, glory to God. It will come in due season. Faith will never disappoint you. You will never lose. Glory to God. It might take some time, but you're going to rise to the top. You will make it through it. And I know the battles that you're going through. I know the battles that you're going through, but anchor in and hold on. God will come through. So say outstanding. This is times when the devil's at you and the devil's going crazy, and he is. You're going to have to learn to be outstanding. Somebody say outstanding. What does outstanding mean? Does it mean better? No. Does it mean faster? No. All it means you outstood it. Amen. Amen. The devil doesn't have endurance. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says weeping only endures for a night. The devil has no endurance. He has not the ability to renew himself. You just hold on through the season. You just shut up, buckle down. Amen. Keep the word of God and wait it out. Outstand him. So say hallelujah. It'll blow over, but you're going to have to remain faithful, glory to God. Amen. So say, how are you winning that battle, Pastor Rod? How are y'all standing there? Y'all must be doing a whole bunch of stuff. Nope, all we're doing is shutting up and holding on. Amen. We're going to outstand the devil. Hallelujah. They're going to wear themselves out, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get yourself all crazy and all worked up. Somebody say, I'm just going to outstand them. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get to the place where you can't stand them. Amen. Amen. I can't stand this. I'm going to run off and leave. Somebody say, don't ever say, I can't stand it. Somebody say, hallelujah. I can't stand you. I can't stand this. I can't take. No, I can outstand it. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. So you need to learn to tell people, if I wasn't outstanding, I wouldn't be able to stand you. Amen. So say, thank you, Jesus. You ought to thank God that I'm outstanding. Hallelujah. So say, praise God. It's not that I can't stand you. Amen. I'm just outstanding. Hallelujah. Someone say, hallelujah. How many are outstanding? How many are outstanding? See the difference? Years ago, we would have been, I can't stand this place. I can't stand here. I can't stand this. I can't stand that. But thank God, faith does something in the midst of you, amen, that'll cause you to outstand what you can't stand. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm going to wait it right out. Somebody say praise God. I'm going to wait it right out, and he'll be right there. Somebody say glory to God. It'll be all right. God's ahead of you. There shall no, listen, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say lazy. Lazy people going to be paying for it. You just stay diligent. Glory to God. They'll be paying you later on. Somebody say tribute. It might take some time, but they will come and pay you for your labor. Amen.
We're getting there.
Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. Somebody say heaviness in the heart. You're not supposed to stoop and slump over. We're talking about standing. Somebody say hallelujah. How many having difficulty standing? It's hard to stand. They trying to knock you over. Trying to get you to lose your balance. Get up. Uproot. Somebody say hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful. Listen, heaviness. Some say heaviness in the heart. Maketh a man do what? Makes him stupid. Some say hallelujah. Some say stupid. Say it again. Stupid. You know, we were supposed to stay. Some say upright. We're talking about righteousness and being upright. That means you're not going to be able to walk uprightly. Amen. God didn't tell you, oh, I'm going about what the Lord has for me. Somebody say amen. Crooked. Notice that when you're bent over, amen. When you're bent over, that's crooked, isn't it? So say crooked. Crooked. Sometimes you can get so heavy, you can allow people and situation to get you so heavy hearted that you just stoop down. I can't do what God wants me to do right now. I'm just heavy, right? It's just hard, right? It's a heavy load. Somebody say heavy. God said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Amen. What you walking so, some say, heavy-hearted for? No. You're not supposed to be heavy-hearted. God will never make you heavy-hearted. His ministry will never make you heavy-hearted. Amen. You're getting downcast. There's nothing you should ever face that causes you to be heavy-hearted. Somebody say, glory to God. If you're getting heavy-hearted, you're believing the devil's report. You need to hear more good words. Somebody say hallelujah. When you got a heavy heart, all you need is a good word. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. It says, listen, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. Stand up. We're talking about outstanding. Amen. How are you going to win a battle stooped over? Amen. You better get your face up, get your dukes up, and fight the devil. Amen. Be all bent over and crouched over. Amen. Stand up. Some say righteousness. When you've done all you can do, somebody say stand. Stand therefore. Didn't say stoop. When you've done all you can do, you can't stand anymore. Just stoop a little bit. Amen. No, somebody say keep on standing. Keep on standing. Amen. Only bow your knees before God. Don't you ever bow to anything else. Amen. When the devil's not looking, bow your knees to God and go to God. Amen. Say, God, I humble myself before you, but I swear, amen, I will not stoop over and I will not bow to the devil's demands. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, anchored in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You're going to win. Amen. Once the devil got you on the run, you'll be on the run for a long time. Believe me, it's hard to stop running when you started. Amen. Once you learn to run, you just run. Somebody say amen. If you turn around, I promise you're going to get hit. And you're not going to be able to run forever. Amen. How many are glad you stopped running from the devil? I'm tired of running from the devil. Amen. Somebody say amen. Tired of being chased off by the devil. Amen. Somebody say amen. Got us running. They were roaming through the earth, running everybody. Amen. Move. How many not going to be moved? How many not going to be moved? Confess it. Say, I shall not be moved. Somebody say hallelujah. They're going to wear themselves out, but I ain't going to. Somebody say, I will not be moved. But a good word. Somebody say, a good word. A good word makes it glad. See, the only, when your heart is heavy, the only thing that will make it glad is a good word. Somebody say, heavy or glad. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So we know that a good word brings joy. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, a good word will make a heavy heart glad. And a glad heart or a joyful heart will make a man strong. Somebody say hallelujah. See, you notice how the people make you weak? Work on that heart. Work on that heart. Get you sad. Get you depressed. Get you weak. Get you weak. Try to wear you down. And when you're weak, amen, that's when the devil comes in for the long haul. Amen. That's how the devil works. Amen. That's how the devil makes people weak. Amen. Squawk, 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 squawk. A bad word makes the heart sad. Amen. And weak and heavy. You got to learn to out-talk the devil. And whoever's got the most words going to win. Somebody say hallelujah. Whatever, I'm going to stand. Whatever, I believe God. I got God now. Hallelujah. I got God now. You can't take it. Thank God you didn't give it to me. If you gave it to me, you could have it back. Amen. But you didn't give it to me. Amen. God gave it to me. Since in this joy that I got, the world didn't give it to me. Amen. Somebody say, oh. And God wants me more than I want him. Somebody say hallelujah. You got a problem, don't you? Hallelujah. You got a problem. You got a real problem here, don't you? Amen. You're going to find out there really is a God, isn't it? See, there are a lot of people that meet God through people of faith. I've introduced a lot of people to God that didn't know him. Thought they did, but they didn't know him. Amen. They were used to being God, amen, or trying to be God, calling all the shots and all the moves, manipulate this, work this, change this around, amen. Then all of a sudden they met someone that knew God. Somebody say hallelujah. I know God. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm standing by faith. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you know God? Somebody say praise God. God will bend the rules. Glory to God. I know God. I know God. And then when they find out they know God, that you know God, when they're convinced that you know God, amen, then they're going to want to know you. Right. We're getting there. Righteousness is more excellent than his neighbor. Some say, how many, now we've been talking about flowing in excellence. I know we got to do one thing tonight. How many talk about flowing in excellence? And that's the heart of everybody in this room, that you want to flow in excellence. The spirit of excellence will never be manifest outside of righteousness. The spirit of excellence will never be manifest outside of righteousness. And we know how righteousness comes. Righteousness comes by faith. You want to be to the right. You want to be on the right side. You want to be in the word of God, what God is saying for the season. Amen. And when you have that as your motivating force, amen, excellence will come. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we're learning a whole lot of stuff here tonight. Righteousness is more excellent than his neighbor. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you want to find a righteous person, find the one that's flowing in excellence. That's how you can tell. Are they short-stepping and cutting around and shabbing it up? Amen. That's not, that's evidence. That's a fruit of unrighteousness. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just laziness, but that's a fruit of unrighteousness. Amen. They're not motivated by God. Amen. There's something wrong with them. Amen. Someone say righteousness is manifest in excellence. Amen. So the righteous person is automatically going to be more excellent. Amen. It's going to be more excellent. Amen. Than his neighbor. Someone say hallelujah. So if we all just start to learn about righteousness and learn about the word of God and do all those other things, there'll be something evident about this ministry. Amen. And about us in it that that people won't understand. They'll get all, why do you got to do it like that? We don't, when the time comes when we learn about, when they see us rolling in stuff that other people don't understand, when they see you with bathroom attendants in a church, that's unnecessary. No, righteousness is more excellent than his neighbor. We're not trying to show off, it's just in us. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Why are you just going the extra mile? Why all this? I don't understand all of this stuff. Why you got to go overboard? Because righteousness. Somebody say hallelujah. God is more excellent than the devil, isn't it? The devil messes up, and everything he does it shabby. But when God does it, he does it big. He does it right. Amen. He doesn't miss a beat. Amen. Because he's more righteous than the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. So let me find some righteous people. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say the righteous do it right. Somebody say hallelujah. Say the righteous. Everybody say the righteous.
The righteous.
Do it right. They're going to do it right, and they're going to do it with excellence. How do you get people to start doing things right? Well, I'm sure we're going to try to train them and try to teach them. Amen. We've done that before. It don't work. Amen. Explain it, write it out. We got some help doing that. Amen. Explain it, write it out. Demonstrate it. Have a class on it. Show the Buddy Bell series once, then show them backwards. Amen. Have it word for word. Amen. You can have John Osteen's whole staff come down and teach excellence. Amen. You can pay Buddy Bell $5,000 and get him to come here for a whole weekend and teach excellence. And everybody going to clap and smile. Amen. Abundant Life had Buddy Bell come. Y'all remember? Several times. Amen. They had him come through there and did all this other stuff. Amen. I've learned. How about you? You know, I've learned, amen, that righteousness, amen, will breed excellence, and righteousness will only come as people get the word. If you just keep giving them the word, now we're going to upgrade and get you accountability and all this other stuff to help you, amen. But righteousness is going to be manifest as people get the word. How much word they need, I have no idea. We're just going to keep pumping it out there, amen. So say hallelujah. We're just going to keep pumping it out there, keep pumping it out there. And I believe God's not going to be a liar. He's not going to be a liar, amen. One day it's going to hook, it's going to catch, amen. And something's going to happen, amen. And excellence is going to come about. You ever notice people that don't pay attention in church do things shabby? You ever notice that? Amen. People that don't honor church, you know, people that are getting here. Like, you notice that something about most that y'all that are in here, amen. I mean, y'all all want to work for the church. You all want to do something. You all want to do it a lot better. And then we can't keep you out of church. You try to make every service. You're not looking for a reason to get out of it. Amen. You're just hungry for the word. Amen. The two go together. Amen. There is no such thing as anybody that can't stand the Word of God or is frustrated with the Word of God that will ever do anything well for God. Because before anybody ever did anything for God, they had to hear them tell them what to do. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. They just didn't do it. And then went and checked and made sure it was all right. They had to listen to them. Amen. He'd call them and they'd go and respond. And as they heard them, then they would do what they heard. Amen. How many of you learned about stuff? This is good teaching for us, because I believe he's going to be leadership around here. Amen. And you can catch some. So you got to look for other stuff. See, people say, well, why aren't you using me? Amen. I'm looking at you. I'm watching. Amen. I know that excellence comes through righteousness, and righteousness comes through hearing the word. Glory to God. And if you also get somebody else that's around here just hearing the word and shouting amen and ain't doing nothing, amen, they're not hearing the word. Amen. Or they're not a doer of the word that they hear. Somebody say amen. Amen. Something's wrong. The word of God should change us. Something is really wrong when the word of God doesn't start to change you. That's scary. If people are hearing the good word of God and they're not changing, either they're not a sheep. Somebody say amen. Uh-oh. Something's wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Seriously wrong. That's scary. I don't understand that. Amen. How are you just going to not change and under all this word, you're not budging? That's spooky. Amen. Can sit through anything. Amen.
We're almost there. Amen. Okay. The slothful man roasteth not which he taketh in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life. Some say life. Some say righteousness. I want to live. I want to be happy and I want to enjoy life.
Glory to God. So I got to stick to His will for my life, no matter what the cost. Amen. Amen. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world, you know, and lose his own soul? I need to stick to righteousness. God, what do you want? What do you say? I'm just going to do it. Period. Point blank. I'm going to invest in it. Amen. I'm just going to fulfill it. I believe in you, God. Amen. No matter what it is. Amen. I'm not tempted and I'm not swayed. I just believe you. And, you know, hallelujah, I'm going to make it happen. Somebody say amen. In the way of the righteous is life. But in the pathway thereof there is, and in the pathway thereof is no death. Somebody say glory to God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The way of the righteous is life, and nothing in the path of the righteous will ever die. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I shall not die. Say it one more time. I shall not die. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we got to get out of here, but I got to give you a little bit more. Is that all right? Because it's just too good, y'all. It's just too good. Amen. And I just heard some things. Amen. Somebody say, children. Some say children again. Children. Say children. Children. Hallelujah. We're all children of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're all children of the Lord. And that's some say I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 13:6. Go there. I'm trying to. How many of you glad to hear this word about holding on? Amen. Hear this word about holding on. Amen. First of all, you better believe that God is going to come through. You better have faith. You better have faith. Somebody say faith. Faith. You better have faith, or you better have hope. That's why we're still here, because we have hope. And hope is expectation. Don't you ever lose your expectation. Don't ever lose your expectation. Don't anybody steal your hope. That's the devil. Don't allow the devil to steal your expectation. If you expect something, act like it. Amen? If you expect something, act like it. How many got hope alive on the inside of you? Some say hope. See, say it again, hope.
Hope.
One more time, hope.
Hope.
That's what happened, and I sat up here and looked at the small group and all this other stuff, but praise God. Somebody say hope.
Hope.
Didn't try to make it happen. Hope said, well, what we got to do now? Well, I guess we got to put down the carpet. Somebody say hope. Somebody say, I still expect God
to come through.
I do. I do. I'm not trying to give you hope. You got to get it for yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. But maybe it's contagious. I hope that it's contagious. Amen. Amen. I hope that it's contagious. But I'm going to tell you what. I have a living hope on the inside of me. I still expect the Lord. Amen. I still expect the Lord to come through. Amen. Amen. Bigger than He ever has before. Amen. And I'm going to start acting like I expect it. Amen. Not looking around. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Don't allow nothing to steal your hope. Glory to God. That's nothing. Amen. That's not going to stop my expectation. So say, let's get ready. We expect it. Faith is substance. Somebody say faith.
Faith
is substance. See, that means that faith will never come. Listen to me. Wake up, brother. Listen to me. Faith, somebody say, faith is a supernatural, powerful force that will allow you to hold on and allow you to work miracles and give you supernatural power. Okay? Faith, the gift of faith or the power of faith, amen, and I'm not just talking about belief. I'm talking about faith. How many of you hear faith tonight?
Amen.
Calls you to do crazy stuff that normal people wouldn't do. Faith. Faith is a product of hope. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. If you don't have an expectation, faith is not going to come alive in your life. Faith does not give you hope. Hope gives you faith. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Glory to God.
So if you don't expect God to do something around here, don't expect faith to come alive on the inside of you and give you ability to do something. See, faith will have you work in the coffee bar. Faith will have you clean the bathroom. Faith will have you put down the carpet and put up the doors. So say faith will cause you to do that stuff. Amen. But faith will never come alive if you don't have an expectation. And if God's given you a hope, or he's given you, hope is an earnest expectation. It's just not like, oh, I just hope it'll happen. It's not a wish. Amen. Do you expect to be paid this week? When do you get paid? Whenever you get paid, don't you expect it to happen? You've been working there. Amen. You're not wishing that they would pay you, are you? Amen. If you work there, amen, you're not, well, I wish they'd pay me. I hope it'll happen. Glory to God. You expect it to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, if you paid your light bill and you go to the light switch and you flick that switch on, you're not saying, oh, I wish this light come on. Oh, I wish it'll happen. Amen. But if you expect, you paid the bill, you know that it's going to be there. Amen. You expect it to come on. Somebody say hallelujah. See, there are a lot of people who don't have any faith. See, faith is just, see people get their faith confused with belief and wishing and all this other stuff. Faith says, why is he preaching like that? Why are they still cleaning? Why are they still putting the flowers out there? That's faith, people. That's God. That's faith. What you see us doing is nothing but faith. And we have faith, amen, because we have expectations. And if you lose your expectation, your faith, amen, will fade. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you ready to get up and get on to what God wants to do? Oh, I feel faith about to come alive in this body. Amen. Faith is God's power. Faith is God's power. Faith is God's ability. Amen. Some say expect something to happen. And if you get your hope up, say you work on your hope. Amen. You get your hope. Let God give. Hear the word until you get expect it to happen. Keep hearing the word. You keep hearing pastor say this and the Bible and prophecy says there's something going to happen. You just keep hearing the good word. Keep hearing the good word until you expect it. And that expectation is going to start to happen. Then all of a sudden, something weird is going to be going on. Amen. Well, hold on. I don't know what I'm doing, but I better get a ministry or something. Amen. I just say hallelujah. And when you get out there and get in the ministry, amen, you get out there and get in the house. You get out there and do something. Amen. That's faith. And as you start to flow in faith, amen, as you start to flow in faith, that corporate faith is going to bring about results. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I still expect it. Don't let the devil steal your expectation. If the devil can take your expectation, your faith will fade. We took a season where we didn't do a whole bunch of stuff. We went back and worked on what? Expectation. Jesse, do you still expect it to happen? If you don't expect it to happen, don't you think that God is going to allow faith to come alive on the inside of you? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't even think it. Amen. The God kind of faith. Somebody say the God kind of faith will only come out of expectation. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't even think that faith's going to come alive. And if you don't expect it to happen, don't think you're going to do anything in here that's going to please God either. Amen. You can do all the things you want to, but it ain't going to please God. Amen. It'll be shabby and slack. Amen. Cheap. Amen. Worn out. Heartless. Amen. If you don't have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say expectation. Faith. Please God. Please God. Get blessed. So say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have in church tonight. Amen. We didn't let the devil steal our night, did we? Amen. We didn't. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. We're getting there. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now listen, we've been talking about
go to chapter 13, verse 11. I'm just feeding us the word, trying to get your faith up. Amen. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Somebody say hallelujah. Says he that tills his own land shall be satisfied with good, right?
Amen.
Amen. But he that followeth vain persons, what's going to happen? Amen. We're not supposed to follow vain people. Somebody say, don't follow vain people. Say it one more time. It says, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. But he that followeth after vain persons is void of understanding. Okay? And then right here it says, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. Somebody say, it's a promise from God. That wealth gotten by vanity, amen, that's outside of the unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, outside of faith, it will vanish. Somebody say hallelujah. But he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say diligent. Labor in the things of God. Glory to God. Labor in the things of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now right here. Praise the Lord. Hope deferred. Somebody say hope deferred. Maketh the heart sick. See, you're not supposed to have a sick heart. Somebody say hope deferred. Maketh the heart sick. But when the desire come, it is a tree of life. Now listen. Whoso despises the word. Somebody say despise the word. See, we got a lot of word all around this place. I don't need to hear it. I heard enough. You're always in church. Amen. I don't need to hear it. I heard it all before. I'm sick of hearing. I'm sick of hearing. You better thank God you can hear, dummy. You're hearing. You're always hearing. If you're not going to hear the word, who are you going to hear? My mama really get in trouble. My next door neighbor get in trouble. My unsaved friends get in trouble. Somebody say hallelujah. You better thank God you got 3 days to hear the word. Look at all the mess you get out there and hear all day long. If you don't hear the word, you're going to hear yourself. Then you really be in trouble. Glory to God. You better thank God you can hear the word. How'd you like him to shut up for 400 years? If you can hear the word, you better thank God you got the word. Be in trouble, dummy. You see, a lot of people that just messed up and hard for them to come back because they despise. Somebody say despise. The Bible, there's a couple of things that you're not to despise. Do not despise small beginnings. Somebody say hallelujah. Nor are you to despise the word. Now listen, when the word comes, it's a seed that needs to be planted in what? The ground. Oh, hallelujah. See the word. Somebody say the word. Faith comes as a mustard seed. Amen. When you hear the word, it's small. Somebody say hallelujah. And you're not to despise the small beginning of the word. Faith comes as a mustard seed. Amen. You better not despise that seed. You better put it in the ground and keep your butt there. Water that thing. Amen. Believe over that thing. Keep the weeds out. Amen. Don't you despise it because it's small. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You better take the word as valuable.
Amen.
Somebody say, he that despises the word. Now, how can you despise the word? Not listening.
Amen.
If you walk up to people and say, what is God saying right now? What is the Holy Ghost saying? They can't tell you. They despise the word.
Amen.
I just come to church and I'm not going to pay attention. And if you can't focus when you hear the word of God, that means you need to pray. That means your prayer life is screwed up. If you come in here not getting anything out of it and God's not speaking to you, you better pray. You're in trouble. Then you got some problems. Amen. You better not be sitting out here because you're not getting anything out of the word of God. You better pray. You're going to die. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
And if you're not getting the word, you're not going to live. There are a lot of people that are going to shrivel up and die spiritually because they're not allowing the word of God to get on the inside of their heart. Amen. Says it right here. He that whoso despises the word shall be what? Shall be what? Shall be what? Do you have that right there? 13, verse 13. Some say Proverbs 13, 13. Isn't that cool? The number 13. 13th chapter and 13th verse. You'll never forget it. Some say 13. 13th chapter, 13th verse of the proverb. He that despised the word shall be destroyed. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't believe that. Don't worry about it. You'll be a little poof. Somebody say hallelujah. You despise the word of God. You don't play with God's word. I'm not going to despise the word of God. If God spoke something, it wasn't just something I would pull to listen. Amen. He said something to me that he wanted to do. I'm going to take him serious. I'm not going to allow brighter days and little temporal things to get in the way and cause me to neglect the word of God over my life. There's a way that seems right to men, but in the end it leads only to death. We've been listening to a lot of that seemeth right to me stuff. You know, that was this last year around this time is when we taught it seemeth right to me. Amen. And God's saying the same thing right now. Amen. You better not despise the word. You better get into the word. You better hear the word and rehear the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word. Amen. Are you despising the word? Don't lie. Amen. Say, I will not despise the word. But it says, he that feareth, some say reverence. Some say reverence. Oh, glory to God. He that feareth the commandment, that means he that fears or reverences or submits to the word. That's what that means. Shall be rewarded. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll be rewarded. I believe that. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I believe it. Amen. I'm ready to make a quality decision to stick to the word by faith. Amen. I'm going to get something out of it. I'm going to learn. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing more, amen, in the reward that God said I'll get from following his command, amen, than temporal things that will diminish. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't get mad at me. I said it on CD when I end up being blessed for it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Don't get mad. Amen. People don't understand what you had to give away. Amen. And to get rid of and to walk through to get there. Amen. The Bible says he that, amen, fears the commandment of God. That means when God says something, you just do it. You'll be rewarded. So say, I'm going for the reward. I'm going for the reward. How many of you want to go for the reward? Amen. I'm going to go for the reward. I believe it. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord some praise. Now, this is a good word for you. Now, let me tell you, how many want to help some people that are in the wrong way? It says this. You're going to lose money. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. Somebody say hallelujah. Poverty, when you refuse to hear the word of God, poverty and shame to you. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. Look at somebody say, when people are evil or they're in the wrong way, it makes them sick to get out of it. You got to have that understanding. It's hard. Amen. That you got to understand that it's just not real easy for them to do that. Amen. It's going to be painful. Amen. It means it's going to gross them out. Amen. You ever seen people that get into drugs and they have to go through that dry out? What do they call it? Where they just don't give them drugs and they dry them out or whatever they call them? Or what is it called when they, you know, they have all that stuff because they're, huh? Yeah, detox. And what's the process? Yeah, they go through withdrawals. You ever seen someone that goes through a withdrawal? I mean, they're not, you know, they're coming out of a wrong thing, and then they go through withdrawals, and we think it's always sweet, it's always nice, amen? Some say, when fools, and you know, don't be afraid, the fools are out there every day, we talked about them this morning, amen? When fools come out of evil, amen, expect some detox. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, hallelujah. That flesh will get sick and mad, amen? But you're still going to have to come out. Amen. So say glory to God. Get all whack and bent out of shape. How many of you just came out of some of the stuff that you used to love to hold on to? And you weren't happy about it. Glory to God. You didn't want to give it up. Glory to God. You didn't want to stop it. You want to. Oh, the thought of it just made you sick, didn't it? You mean I can't talk about somebody that made you sick, didn't it? Glory to God. You mean I got a tithe that made you sick? Made you sick. Somebody say, even if it makes you sick, it's still right. Some people say, it doesn't feel right in my spirit. Yeah, because fools, amen. Amen. It's an abomination. Amen. Amen. To fools that depart from evil. Glory to God. It's not going to feel right when you come out of this. Glory to God. People think, well, it just didn't confirm my spirit. No. It's an abomination for fools to come out of evil. Amen. You know, I've been pastoring for a little bit, amen. You tell people something real quick, they get mad. I mean, some of them get depressed. You mean I have to give them up? It hurts so bad. How can it not be God? Because if it was God, you know, it would be easy. You know, it would feel right. It wouldn't hurt. Hey, somebody say it's an abomination, amen. For fools to depart from evil. See, there are a lot of people stuck in some evil stuff. They can't give up a club because it just hurts so bad. Amen. So I say amen. But you're going to have to walk through it. I'm teaching good tonight. We're learning a lot of stuff to help a lot of people. Some say, even though they have to go through detox, say, how many glad to help these people? Amen. When you get off, say, oh, that's just detox. Amen. Amen. You ever seen people get mad? I'm not coming to church. Some say, amen, I'm going to stay home. Glory to God, I'm through. Amen, some say, it's just detox. And the thought of them submitting to the right way just makes them sick. I'm sick of that place, amen. I'm sick of him, I'm sick of her, I'm sick of, amen. Some say, it's just detox. How many going to remember that scripture? You gonna remember it? It says this: he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. There's only one way to get wisdom, amen, to walk with those that are in wisdom. How many glad we're walking together? But a companion, somebody say a companion, of fools shall be destroyed. Don't you get in on that mess? Don't get in on that mess. You're going to go down too. Amen. Because if you're going to walk with a fool, you're going to have to despise wisdom. To walk along with a fool, you're going to have to ignore the good things you hear about Jesus. How many of you walk with somebody that was wrong and then you heard something in church? Amen. And you knew it was wrong. Amen. But you had to go along with it anyhow. Amen. In order to walk with a fool, you're going to have to despise wisdom. And if you despise wisdom, you will be destroyed. Somebody say, this is good teaching. Amen. So the better thing is to take your fool, amen, and put him through some detox. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. And wait it out. Glory to God. We're getting some good teaching, isn't it? We're going to have a Christian detox center. Amen. Evil detox. Amen. Wait with him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I think we're done.
Praise the Lord. In verse 24, it says, he that spareth his rod hates his son. Amen. He that spares a rod hates his son. Amen. But he that loveth him chastises him betimes. Amen. Whatever that is. Amen. I have no idea. What is that? Betimes. Y'all have the same one? Ask Tizo what he's got in his Bible. Amen. But the lips of the wise shall. Amen. Well, isn't God good? Did y'all enjoy that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We're going to receive an offering tonight, and it's going to be a good one. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The only way. Amen. Don't you run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You want to clear a house? Say, we're going to take an offering. Amen. Amen. I know. Y'all remember Sister Wilma? Amen. Every time he took an offering, time to go to the bathroom. Amen. And every time for her blessing to come, those angels went to the bathroom. Amen. You reap what you sow. Amen. You reap what you sow. Glory to God. He's trying to get used to this new schedule. Lord. I love you, buddy. Love you a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to give up the ghost. It's time. Y'all hold on. We'll wait for everybody to get back. We'll sew together. Hallelujah. Oh, we had good church tonight, didn't we? How many of you still got hope? Hallelujah. How many of you love the Word? Hallelujah. Everybody say, faith does not give expectation. Faith gives power or action. Expectation gives faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like this gold plate. Amen. Praise the Lord. I heard a CD today and it went off in there. Amen. Heard one of those words of prophecy on there. I hope I was missing it that day. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Father, right now, y'all know I figured out what that means. IHS. Does anybody know what IHS means besides Jesse? Have you ever seen that on pulpits and stuff? IHS. What does it mean? But what does that mean?
I can't remember. I think I don't remember.
Amen. Has anybody ever seen that before? IHS? IHS. It means in his service. I've seen that for years. I never really knew what it meant. At least that's what Willie says, but who knows? Yeah. All right. Somebody say, it's good. To sow. When I sow, amen, I help support the work and ministry of God. When I sow, I also reap. So right now, in the name of Jesus, pray over your seed. Pray over your seed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Give you glory.
Oh, we love you, Father. We
bless your people tonight, oh God. Amen. We know that you're going to come through. We know that you're going to come through. In the name of Jesus, come through, Father. Help. And bless this offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you come and serve and sow? Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, it's time to upgrade your seed. If you've been upgraded, upgrade your seed. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. How many of you don't know what you're doing in the area of your ministries? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I guess you do. Glory to God.